you got full leaves in Alaska. It's springtime. I guess it's summer now. So thank God and gray on the snow's gone. Well, I got some amazing more information. You just you can't make this stuff up. Our republic has been overthrown, and I can prove it. It's still there. Oh, it's all there. It's just that we, the people, have been fooled. We don't know who we are. And I'm trying to wake people up. I feel like John the Baptist crying in the wilderness. That I'm not that I'm putting myself in any sort of importance that would relate to his standing, but it's you're putting this truth out there, and it seems like the truth doesn't make any difference anymore. This COVID-19, I just can't make this stuff up. I can't even find out in Alaska if hydroxychloroquine, which has got amazing results, is even allowed to be used in Alaska. Think of all the people that could have been saved if they had used hydroxychloroquine. And then doxycycline, saw the report on Bill Still, 60 cases, tried it, 60 cases healed. This is a very cheap, like one or two pennies a pill. It's like hydroxychloroquine. It's so damn cheap, nobody can make any money on it. So by damn, we can't use it. What is wrong with people that they're that evil? Okay, you just can't make this stuff up, literally. It's just, I don't know what to say anymore. You look at the news and it's all lies, basically. There's some truths in there, but boy, it's really hard to find those that the real truth of what's going on. It's just, oh God, if you're a Democrat, I'm sorry, you're at a party of Satan. Imagine supporting Biden, the guy that can't even get two damn sentences together that makes any sense. And you want him to be president of the United States? Of course, he's just going to be there long enough to croak or get killed or whatever, and then the vice president would be there. God help us if we ever got that far. We are so blessed to have Trump. The only man probably out there in the whole world that could do what he's doing right now. I hope that his sons or something carry on. He's got some smart family members. The only family out there that could have be so everybody's looking at everything they do and come up so clean. I mean, the Pelosi's and the Bidens and all, they're all a bunch of criminals. Even McConnell, they're all criminals. The people can't see it. I don't know why. This Fauci, I understand, he's a criminal. They were researching this COVID-19 over here in North Carolina, Dietrich, and then they took the damn thing over to the Wuhan lab in China, and Fauci sends $3.7 million. That is documented against the law. Our country said, quit screwing around with the thing. There's nothing to be gained. It's too dangerous. Oh, I don't stop them going to taking it to China. And Fauci sending $3.7 million, and then the idiot gets around and brags, hey, Trump is going to have a pandemic during his first term. I wonder how they figured that out. Nostradamus? A prophet? I don't think so. He is death to America. That other gal is up there, too. We got to lock everything down. That is not the way you deal with this. Trump got bad advice, but he stuck with where he is. I understand it. He didn't know. China was lying to him. Who was lying? The World Health Organization is lying to him. Fauci's lying to him. That Bright or Brit or whatever that other gal's in, she's lying to him. It's not his area of expertise. But he will pull us out. If anybody can do it, he'll get her done. But we got to wake people up. God, I don't know how to wake them up to the real truth. We're filing in by the 22nd of this month. We got dinged again on the on Mooney's case in the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals, which was a good thing, but it was simple, two simple things. I put the docket sheet in the appellate brief. It wasn't supposed to be there. I thought it was, but it wasn't. And then I forgot to put the title pages on the 11 appendixes. 982 pages of documentation, the real stuff, them confessing. It's their stuff. That's amazing. I put in the complaint, the attachments that was filed in the Federal Court of Claims, and the standing brief, U.S., United States versus United States of America. They are not the same. It's proven. And I'm adding a couple of things to it, which I was researching out. We've been lied to, folks, over and over and over by our, quote, politicians. There's no statesmen. There are very few anymore. They're all lies. They're lies. These people would sell their children for $1.98, and they'll sell our republic for cheaper. They're crooks. We're in the Matrix. If you see the movie The Matrix, I just went and saw the Hunger Games. I don't like the gal that's the actress. She's a little libtard. But it's the same type of thing. They know better. We're slaves. Americans right now will say, I am a citizen of the United States. And that is an admission. I want to be a slave under the plenary power of Congress, because a citizen of the United States in its pristine state exists in the District of Columbia, and the Constitution and the federal courts have ruled it is under the absolute plenary power of Congress if you are a citizen of the United States. Why would I want to do that? Well, it sounds pretty damn good. You think? And what's amazing, our forefathers set up an amazing document. An amazing document. I found one thing in researching on equity. There's a slight error in what they had and what got put into law. I forget what it was right now. They use that on the employers. They're in equity, or not equity. I'll think of it in a minute. I got the wrong word there. But you just can't make this stuff up. But what they set up was so important. Established, and they ordained and established two things. The Constitution of the United States, which is for the United States of America, and the Article III courts, constitutional courts. They understood, if you got no court, you got no remedy. We don't got a remedy, folks. I'm telling you, it's done deal. And they, Article III was ordained and established too. And it's the law and equity. And I'm just researching it out. It is the law and equity of England. Yes. And I have the English Common Law of 1811. Tompkins took it out of Giles Jacobs and put it into a 6 volumes. I have it all. And by the way, if you are on the IRS list, which is $250 donation, or if you can't afford it, email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com and tell me why. I'll add you. But for $150, I will give you. I'll buy the 1 terabyte and put all this information and give it to you. Mail it to you. Priority mail. I want this stuff out there, because I've got books and stuff you'll never see. I guarantee you. I had $100,000 I spent or more. But I had a business, and I bought all kinds of books. Some of these books, I got the original. I got to finish copying the rest of it, because I'm not going to tear it up. But the 1819 13th Amendment out of Virginia, they said it didn't pass. Well, Virginia sure the hell thought it did. They put it in a book. 2 volumes. I give $1,000 for it. 2 books. Giles Jacobs Law Dictionary out of England. I give $1,000 for that book. Trying to get to the truth, because we've been lied to, folks, and they're still lying to us, and we're in trouble, because there are no constitutional courts in these United States except the Supreme Court of the United States. How can I say that? How can I prove something like that? I'm going to get into one form of action in the IRS. This stuff can be proven. Believe nothing anybody tells you. If they don't have a court case and if they don't have the evidence, the documents to prove it, run like hell. Why don't we have any constitutional courts? Well, first of all, you got to have elections for public officers. Those are the people that where we create an office, we have delegated to them. Through the Constitution, certain things they can do to us include taking us to jail, and it's a social pact, if you will, if you want to put it, it's a contract. And we have a Bill of Rights. These are certain things you can do and can't do. Do you know how many public officers there are in these United States? There are none. You know why? There's no elections for them, folks. Every one of these kangaroo states of all running under the National Voter Registration Act of 1993, and they put it right in the damn code. In every state, it's there if you go look for it. And the only elections are for federal offices. It says so. Well, how can you have a public officer in one of the several states if there's no elections for them? Duh. If you don't have any public officers, you sure the hell don't have a constitutional court. You don't have a governor. These governors aren't legit. The legislatures aren't legit. Congress isn't even legit. Technically, the president isn't even legit. It's a delusion. It's the Matrix. There's ways out of it. But we got to wake up. We got to come out of Babylon. We have to find out, have to say who we are. Our birthright is the most important thing. We are born on the land. It's called the law of the land. It's called due process of law. And only when you are a man or a woman, period. You get that, or if you are naturalized as a citizen of the United States of America, which is under the Articles of Confederation, that's got the documents to prove it, then you become domiciled in one of the several states, and then you get, guess what you get? You get the natural law as a citizen. You get civil rights, which everybody's, oh, I'm going to have my civil rights. Yay! How about political rights? Oh, we don't talk about those. Because you see, a citizen of the United States doesn't have political rights. You think that might be important? That's our right of suffrage, the elective franchise that we get to vote for somebody that we delegate a limited delegation of power for, called public officers or officers of the United States. Citizens of the United States don't got it. Supreme Court's ruled on it more than once. Duh. Oh, you got the right to vote? That's the 15th. Oh, that works great. Okay, so I got the right to show up at the building. But the right of the elective franchise and the right of suffrage to be able to vote for the government, I don't got that right. If I'm a citizen of the United States, that's what you got to be to get into the vote today. All the states have adopted it. Every one of them. The people, they don't believe it. I can prove it. I took my status over. I've got to get it done when I get done with. I got a couple other things. I've got Mooney's and a couple other cases. I've got to redo this status one more time. I've got so much stuff in it now, it's just unbelievable. I can't believe it. This wouldn't make a damn good. You couldn't put it in a movie and believe that the people could be fooled. But how did they fool us? Oh, it's quite easy. They've been working on this since before the Civil War. They have. Just one little piece of sand at a time. And then we don't see it. And of course, until we got to the internet, how are you going to find this stuff? There's no way. I mean, we're stuck with what was in the newspapers back then. When I grew up, and I never even read a newspaper. There was no internet back in the 50s. And what I do now with Westlaw, without Westlaw, there's no way to do what I do. I have access to the stuff that the big lawyers have access to. And I can search, I do a word search in less than 10 seconds. Got tons of information. You just got to know where to go look and what you're looking for. It takes a while to read through all the junk, but at least it's at your fingertips. I can look for a definition anywhere it appears, anywhere, in any law book, anything. That's how you, I don't know how some of these people wrote some of these books that, about the IRS and stuff before they got the internet. I don't know how they spent a lot of time doing it. The IRS is a con. Our government is a con. I love my country. I want the government of the United States. I want it back. But we're going to have to fight for it. Just look at how evil it is that Sidney Powell, that's what they did to General Flynn. They lied. The highest, Obama is a crook of the highest. He is the epitome of a devil, a demon, an antichrist, probably. He, his administration is the evilest, most corrupt. He tried a coup d'etat and almost pulled it off. Back in a minute.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Okay, well, we're back here. And, like I say, the founders of our republic were really smart people. There had to be the hand of the creator in there to make this thing work the way they've... Because we've got the Constitution of the United States, we've got the Bill of Rights and the Amendments 11 and 12. And then those are all organic. From 13 up, it's all garbage. That's for citizens of the United States. And do you know that the citizens of the United States are not covered by the 10th Amendment? Did you know that? Did they tell you that? Yeah, there's some on the National Voter Registration Act. South Carolina challenged that they couldn't be doing what they were doing with this national voter registration nonsense, that you got to be a citizen of the United States. And they said the 13th and the 14th trump the 10th Amendment. The 10th Amendment is not a limit on being a citizen of the United States. Now, that ought to scare the hell out of somebody. Did you know the 10th Amendment doesn't work against a citizen of the United States? Oh, that's special. Because it says what we didn't give you is reserved to the people in this Constitution or to the several states. Oh, that doesn't apply to the citizen of the United States? You got to be kidding me. I think that's kind of important. Why would I want to be a citizen of the United States? Oh, it's benefits. I get benefits. I get to hold my hand out. I take on the character. It's a character. And I have civil rights. But Congress, when handing out benefits, Supreme Court has ruled over and over, take your freaking dang benefit and shut the hell up. And we can stop you from going into any court. We can make the remedy only administrative. We could even make it totally wrong with the Constitution, and you are S-T-U-C-K, stuck. Shut up. That started with Hayburn's case in 1792 and all the way up through Babcock, all kinds of Supreme Court cases supporting this. If you take the benefit, you got no right other than the illusion that they got to try to, giving the illusion there's a remedy out there, but you lose. Why would we do that? Because we don't know any better. That's not taught. And what I was working on, if we don't have a court, what's our remedy? Can't go out here and start shooting people. That don't get you anywhere. That just gets you in jail and you dead. Or locked up forever. There's no courts. There's no constitutional courts. They're rigged, folks. State and federal, they're all rigged. They're all versions of the old 16th century Star Chamber. The old trilemma. Get around, and the first thing we got to do is get you to confess. By some means, we are going to get you to consent and confess to what we want you to say. And the second one, we got to get it under the penalties of perjury, because we got to make it so it stands in law. And then the third one, we're going to get you with contempt, or we'll take your children away, or we'll take your property away, or... Nothing's changed. It's just a lot more sophisticated. I used to sit down there and when I was getting all those traffic citations, trying to figure out how the state got to own my car. I knew they did it. I just didn't know how. I knew the courts were screwed up, and I sat in there and I just started watching. Sometimes I was in court 2 or 3 times a week. sitting in there for 2 or 3 hours watching all this nonsense. I was trying to say, okay, what are they doing over and over and over? Then when you got the misdemeanor, you watch a film in Alaska. So I got the text of it. It is really slickly done. It's a crock. But they make everybody watch it. Of course, I got used to winning a bunch of old misdemeanors. I don't know how many I won, 6 or 7 of them on driver's license type crap. But I didn't go to those things. I just walk outside, go get a cup of coffee. Because one of the most important things is when the old jury comes in there, they all swear to be a citizen of the United States. In Alaska, they do it. The federal court is, anybody here not a citizen of the United States? Why do you think they put that in juries? Do you not know that? Do you not think they know who the heck you are before you got there? To be qualified to get that far? Duh. Common sense. You got to fill out a form. You got to be qualified to get to be sit there to be picked or not picked as a jury member. And then before Jeopardy attaches, though, they need our consent. Everything needs our consent. Is anybody here not a citizen of the United States? Everybody sits up there in the jury. No, I don't know what it is. They swear in that they are. So I used to ask them. I'm just a devil worker. Back in a minute.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. you should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Okay, well, we're back here. And like I say, you just can't make this stuff up. It's just unbelievable. So I was researching out, what's a remedy? If you don't have a remedy, what do you do? Because our courts are so corrupt. I just got the book License to Lie by Sidney Powell. I haven't read it yet. What she's fighting up there with current General Flynn. They lied about everything. Everything. And that Judge Sullivan, ooh, his ministerial duties. Let's see, the Department of Justice say, yeah, we had no, well, there's no law, there's no nothing. There's a no that, where is that there? Or well, there's no there there. Dismiss it. And he said, well, I got to hire somebody to come in here and have a friend of the court brief to see whether I can do my ministerial duties. Hey, Bubba, you is not the prosecutor. You're supposed to be an independent judge. We don't have those anymore. Maybe a few now, as Trump is trying to help, trying to get some constitutional justices or judges back in. He don't have any choice. It's a ministerial duty of both sides. He can't prosecute the case. He's prosecuting. Do you know why he thinks he can do that? Because that's the kind of court it is. United States District Courts are Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9. They are a tribunal. They do not come under the Constitution, Article 3. But I got two cases. It says the judge represents the damn court. And the court is doing the judicial power of a district court. Not the judicial power of the United States, the government. No, he's working for the court. And then who does the court under the control? The court is controlled by Congress. That's what that's what they say in their own damn court. He's working for Congress. He's representing Congress's interests in that court. Judicial power of a district court, 28 U.S.C. 132. Look it up. How can you have judicial power of a district court? It is a statutory created court. It's a court for equity. And administrative law. Why did they do that? Well, one thing I found in this, when Franklin Delano Roosevelt just loves them, their agencies, them independent establishments that sit outside the Constitution, which some idiot dreamed up, we are going to get politics out of our government and supervision. We'll create independent establishments, Federal Reserve, ICC, FDIC, all of them. There's a whole laundry list of them. The President and Congress will appoint them. And then they will go out there, and they're going to be just like little angels. No political interference, and they're going to keep us on the straight and narrow. You got to be kidding me. With no oversight, basically. And they rule by regulations, which I'll get to the next hour. But why do we have those crazy courts? Oh, I found one of them. It was in the, because old FDR, when he was trying to get his, these agencies were taking control of the government. 1933, March 3rd, 1933. 1,006 statutes were repealed. The last day that Hoover was in office. Why? The next thing is like the National Recovery, National Industrial Recovery Act, which I got out of the legislative history in 1935 when they made the president under the Federal Register Act. He is a federal agency. Did you know that a federal agency is the same as the president of the United States? Well, of course, that's so he does executive orders. He puts his stuff in the Federal Register, too, just like agencies. But he had done 674 executive orders, and the agencies had done 2,998 regulations in just 2 years. They were out of control. But they got a problem, you see. We can't have a constitutional republic and have this type of nonsense. FDR in 1937 had the government research it out as committee, and they come back with the headless fourth branch of government. We all got four branches. What do we do about the courts? The courts can't deal with it. And so they put the attorney general onto this. They tried the Walter Logan Act to get agencies under control. They wanted, how do we know this is the core issue? We're taught in school. We got a House of Representatives, we got a senators, and we got a president. And if all three of them get together or they overcome the veto, we have what's called a law of the United States. They don't make them anymore. Guaranteed. I'm going to get to that in a minute. They don't do them anymore. But that's what we're taught. That's called the standard of review under the common law. There's got to be a statute. How do I know what to do or not to do if there's no statute? But they got to work. They got another major problem. This administrative junk can't pass muster because our forefathers were so smart. They brought over the English common law, which took hundreds of years to get it to where it was. There has to be a case, and there's got to, or a controversy. Controversy is civil, case is typically criminal. There's got to be one of those. And you got to have an independent judge. So they put the attorney general to do a research. And he came out with the thing in 1941. Let me read you what he said about the courts. He said, many of the functions just discussed might, as far as the Constitution is concerned, have been assigned directly to the courts. Congress, for example, might have conceivably empowered the federal district courts to hear claims for Social Security benefits under the Social Security Act, and when the claim is approved, to enter a money judgment against the United States. But then nobody else could look at it. That's a Hayburn case. That's when they tried the widows and orphans, and they said, no, we're not doing that, because if somebody else can alter the money, then it's not Article 3. Here's the important part. In other situations, however, no such choice under the Constitution is open to Congress. They are not authorized. Continuing, federal courts created under Article 3 can be authorized only to decide cases and controversies, to use the constitutional phrase, and from the early day of the Supreme Court has regarded this restriction as an important one to be scrupulously observed. Cases and controversies, broadly speaking, are matters in which a court can determine with finality the rights of adverse parties by applying the law to the facts as found. Here's the killer. The whole field of rulemaking, with the exception of rules for judicial procedure, is outside the constitutional competency of the court. For rules do not determine the rights of specific litigants, but like statutes, are addressed to people generally. And Article 3 can't do rulemaking. There's no case, there's no controversy, there's no headless fourth branch of government allowed. So what'd they do? Oh, I know what will. They started doing this way back in before the Civil War. I know what we'll do. We in the state will form one form of action called a civil action. One form of action. Yeah. We'll just combine civil and criminal, the common law and the equity. We'll just put it all together and we'll start off with a whole new thing. Well, you know, our forefathers were a lot smarter. So let me just read this. This is one case in 1867. This is Thompson versus Central Ohio Railroad Company, 73 U.S. 134. 73 U.S. 134. Although the state legislatures may abolish in state courts the distinction between actions at law and suits in equity, by enacting there shall be one form of action which shall be called a civil action, yet the distinction between the two sorts of proceedings cannot be obliterated in the federal courts. They can't do that, folks. They do it. Go look at your thing. It goes on, say, no right to deprive a defendant of a trial by jury by transferring what was really an action at law to a suit in equity. They do these, which we found out in Mooney's case, reduce the judgment. It's an in rem action. Because, you see, a citizen of the United States can't own property, so it's an in rem. They're going after the thing, the property, in the kangaroo courts. Boy, they don't want that out. United States District Courts. Reduced to judgment, in rem, going after the thing. Nothing about personal jurisdiction at all. It's about the thing, the property. Because a citizen of the United States can't own property. You don't have any birthright. You don't have that. Supreme Court's ruled it. Duh. Imagine. States can do away with it. And then go on, I got several cases which I was researching before the show here. It says the common law that our country uses in the federal courts is what came from England. English common law. They can't get rid of it. You know why? Because it says in Article Sections 1 and 2, in all cases, in law and in equity. Yep. And it says established and ordained. You can't undo it, Baba. Unless you do an amendment. They can't have that out. So how did they get around it? Well, they get us to sign up for a character of a status. Let's go in the matrix. Let's enter the matrix. I want to go in the character of a citizen of the United States. So I just got to get your consent. And we can say it all the time. Everybody's done it. I've done it. I don't even want to know how many hundreds of times, thousands. I don't know. I've done it a lot. Unknowingly, unwittingly. Everything you do today is tied to being a citizen of the United States somewhere. I guarantee you. Your voting, your driver's licenses, owning the cars that you think you own that you don't. It's all about that status. And the important part then, if a citizen of the United States doesn't have political rights, who the heck does? Who's running the show? Somebody's got to be in charge. I found 110 cases. There's a lot more, but that's all that showed up in Westlaw. 100 cases. United States of America is a sovereign body politic. Well, that flies in the face that we, the people, are the sovereigns, and we did a limited delegation of power through our state constitutions, which are sovereign countries, and to the Constitution of the United States, supreme law. Who is United States of America is a sovereign body politic? Oh, you know just what happened? Let's see, if we go to that tribunal and we go in there and we take a look, who files against us in that tribunal, that Article 1, Section 8, Clause 9, Legislative Court? Does the United States file? No, they don't file no more. Not since 1913. Whoa, wait a minute here. We got a government of the United States and the Constitution of the United States, and it was the United States that filed the cases in all the constitutional courts up to 1913. And it changed. And it went to the United States of America. Wait a minute here. What, do we have an amendment? The Constitution get somebody do away with it? What? Something must have happened in 1913. How come we got United States of America? Go look at your criminal, look at your civil. It's always United States in all caps and an of and an America, upper and lower case. Who the heck are those? Who's United States of America? That's what I've asked in a couple of cases that I've done briefing research on. There's no counsel for the United States of America. They won't say. Because as soon as you get started, it's on behalf of the United States. So it's United States of America on the behalf. That means for the benefit of the United States. United States is not the real party. They're the ones that's benefiting. Well, who's United States of America? That's Congress. Unbelievable. That's a fact. I got 110 cases documented. Ed in Iowa, question or comment?
Hello there, Ralph. I hadn't talked to you in a long time, man.
Well, I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I just wanted to tell you, you know, I'm a researcher like you, and I've done extreme deep research on the all the way back to the Civil War. And I found the key to how they did what they did. The key was they had to get rid of the birthright because the birthright resided in both women and men, but it resided in the white man under the suffrage acts of all the state constitutions. So the way they got rid of that birthright was very simple. It'll blow your mind when you hear this. It blew mine. But what they did was they knew what the law of citizenship was under the and the one that's current today, the Organic Act, is 1802, and they knew what it said. And at the end of that, it says that you can't do anything other than what it says in that act in order to become a state citizen, which means you get a birthright when you become a state citizen. All right, so. Many years they tried to intervene into the courts, and I've got a court case on that on this matter before they did this. They tried to intervene in the court cases by amicus curiae briefs to try to stop.
Hold on a minute. I don't know where you're going. We got to go to break. Hold on.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show The Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Okay, well, we're back. And let me bring this up. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. What you're saying is the Constitution was for white people only. Is that what you're, that's your point, right?
What yes they or no? With our birthright. I'm not saying that.
Well, let me just jump you a short. I've researched all of what you're saying out. They made statutory laws on all this stuff. Then in 1866, they gave the Negroes the same rights as a white citizen called a citizen of the United States. Okay, they
yeah,
put it
I'm
in.
Not, I'm not talking about that point.
Oh, hold
That's
on, hold
point.
On, hold on.
Okay, all right, I'm not on that point.
Hold on, right. Let me talk and then you can talk. Okay, that's the way this works.
All right.
Then they memorialized it in the 14th Amendment. It's all statutorily established. In 1870, they said we will get around and we will allow the naturalization of Africans in 1870 to come in as a citizen of the United States of America, just like the white folk. So they fixed that in 1870. So anybody that is naturalized and comes in as a citizen of the United States of America is on equal footing regardless of your color if Congress authorized it. And they did that in 1870 for the blacks, and they've done it for other races since then. So
right.
Once you have that, then once you are domiciled in any of the several states, you take on being a citizen of, where are you from? Iowa. You're a citizen of Iowa, and you have political rights, you have civil rights, and you have natural rights as though you were born on the land, okay? That's a fact.
Right. And what I'm saying is, I'm not talking about the who got citizenship, even though I know that they both did, but let me tell you, the process for what people don't tell you, and there's court cases on this, I've got them, says that the process for a white person is different completely from that of a 14th Amendment citizen.
Okay, so we are, stop it right there. Your premise is wrong. There is no such thing as a 14th Amendment citizen. It don't exist,
no.
Folks.
Federal
it's
citizen.
A lie.
Okay, federal.
The only way you can take on that status, it's a status or character, you have to sign up to be a citizen of the United States. It's not something that you're born with or anything. You have to volunteer for it, okay?
And that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so after the laws apply to all callers and all that today, and that's a fact.
Right, so let me explain, though, so you'll understand where I'm coming from.
Right to your point there, because I don't get it.
Okay. What I'm saying is, okay, there's a court case called Brown versus Van Valkenburg, the Slaughterhouse case. There's something versus Timmer.
Okay.
What they're saying is, listen, there's two citizenships in this country, two statuses. One is federal, and the other one is state. And so they said in that Van Valkenburg case that the 14th Amendment, well, let me just tell you, the 14th Amendment did not change anything at all for the white persons, because they already had their law established.
Right. It didn't change anything. Nothing changed until 1870 till the blacks were naturalized the same as the whites.
Right. But under a different status, because...
No, they're not.
They're here without a nation. The whites have the nation. The blacks
Cut this short. Because, email me at IRS@AlaskaMinuteMan.com, because I've looked at what you're talking about.
Okay, you haven't looked at that.
We're not going to get this settled on the air, okay? I need to get to what my subject is. Email me, because what you're talking about is not true. But email me, and we'll have a discussion on it, okay?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.